Good morning. Yeah, I've been awake for a few minutes. I didn't want to wake you. You looked so peaceful. Plus, I think you could use the sleep. No. No, I don't regret last night. I really don't. I've just been lying here and, well, thinking about things. It got really crazy, real fast, so we didn't really get the chance to really discuss things. But come here. I just want to look at you and tell you. I meant what I said last night. It wasn't just the heat of the moment thing. I really do love you, and not just as a friend or a fake husband. I'm in love with you. And well, there's another thing. I've been racking my brain for the last few minutes on how to tell you this, but look, I believe you when you told me that you wanted a baby, and I do too. I really do. But in the off chance that that was a spur of the moment or knee-jerk reaction to something that happened in your life recently, I thought you should know. Well, I haven't been on birth control for a long time now. You know, the upside of dating mostly girls is that you never have to worry about getting pregnant by accident. So I just never felt the need to go on it. And I've been I just checked my period tracker, and last night was a particularly how do I call it? Dangerous day, night. Yeah, I was ovulating, so I had to tell you, because if this isn't what you want, and it was just something that you, I don't know, said in the heat of the moment, I wouldn't want you to. Oh, hello. Well, looks like he's awake too. Come on, we gotta talk about this. Stop. No, don't stop. No, stop. Oh, shit. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I want this. I really do. And I haven't dated anyone, man or woman, in the past year. I was gonna tell you if it ever came up in a conversation, but you never really asked, so I never saw the point of telling you, because it would just be weird. I assumed you were just dating around still, so I didn't want to put you in a position where you had to, I don't know, feel like you had to give me something or make some sort of commitment because I did. But I love you, and fuck, I can't believe I'm saying this, but last night was, it was something I really needed. I didn't even know that I did need that. Well, I really, really liked how you just took over and used me. Yeah, I'm a little sore, but shit. Fuck your heart again. How are you hard again? I'm still leaking from last night. On your back. Yeah, lie down. How are you so hard? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sore, but just I need to slide my wet folds over your cock. Please, just let me do this. Oh my Oh, shit. Oh my God, you're leaking pre-cum. Oh, I can't waste it. Oh, you're so Oh, you're so fucking hard. Oh, grab my tits. Yeah. Pull my nipples. Oh, your cock is so good. Oh. Don't come yet. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, my God, you're so big inside me. Oh, fuck, I'm gripping you so tight. Yeah, fill me up. Fill me up. Fill me up, please. Oh, I want everything. I want every last drop. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. Give me all of it. Give me all of it. Give me all of it. Oh shit, you're still coming. Oh. Oh fuck. My God. I'm sorry it took me this long to tell you. It's just I didn't want to ruin anything. Hope I emptied your balls. And if I didn't, oh, I guess we can have breakfast and try again. Yeah. No. I'll do it. I just need to get you out of me. Okay. Okay, fine. A few more minutes. Oh my God. Shit, you're still hard. If I didn't know any better, I would think you'd taken the blue pill or something. Oh my God. Okay. Few minutes of cuddling, and I'm making you breakfast. And then maybe you can fill me up again and again. And again, until every last drop of cum is inside me. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Come on, Daddy. Been at him. I'll call you when it's ready.